Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
From France to Geneva, human rights defense ahead of new round of UN negotiations. A new report was launched in France on Thursday titled End of the Road for Transnational Corporations, from a pioneer law in France to a UN treaty, written by Friends of the Earth France and Action Aid France People Solidaire. The paper was launched ahead of a new round of negotiations to start on October 23rd in Geneva, Switzerland, in the framework of the United Nations Human Rights Council, about a binding treaty that deals with human rights abuses perpetrated by transnational corporations. In February, the French Parliament passed a law that forces the headquarters of transnational companies and their subsidiaries along the supply chain to respond for their human rights violations and environmental damage. Action Aid France, People Solidaire, and Friends of the Earth France will be carrying out some activities these days to promote the new report and exert pressure on the government of France to actively participate in the round of negotiations started on October 23rd at the UN in support of the binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights. Friends of the Earth France will join the important delegation of Friends of the Earth International that will be pushing for this in Geneva. Real World Radio interviewed corporate accountability campaigner for Friends of the Earth France and campaign coordinator Juliette Renaud to know more about the new report and the work being carried out these days in the country and the next steps in Geneva.
Real World Radio is interviewing Juliette Renaud. She is the corporate accountability campaigner for Friends of the Earth France. Juliette, very, very welcome to Real World Radio once again.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, Juliette, thank you. Friends of the Earth France and Action Aid France, People Solidaires, and I'm sorry for my French accent, is launching today a new publication which in English is titled End of the Road for Transnational Corporations, from a pioneer law in France to a UN treaty. And we would like to ask you, Juliette, what is it about and why is it being launched today?
So this report is about a new law that we managed to get adapted in France a bit more than 6 months ago, the law on corporate duty of vigilance. This law is the first of this kind in the world because it recognizes the corporate, the responsibility, the legal responsibility of parent companies and subcontracted companies over the activities of the whole supply chain, so their subsidiaries, providers, and subcontractors, in terms of respect of human rights, fundamental liberties, and also respect of the environment. This law is the result of a big mobilization of Friends of the Earth France with our partners, other NGOs and other trade unions also, during more than 4 years to get this law adapted because of the pressure of the lobbies. And now the new battle is to have it implemented. So the idea with this report is to show exactly how the law should be implemented through three case studies. And we also put pressure on the governments to promote this law at the international level because there is the negotiation of a UN binding treaty on international and human rights, and the negotiations are starting in a bit more than 10 days on October 23rd. So that's why we are launching the report now.
Okay, Juliette, we remember, of course, that this new law in France has been considered a very important step, not only in France, but also internationally, in terms of making or trying to make the corporations responsible for their crimes against human rights and the environment all over the world. And I would like to ask you, Juliette, in which part of the process of the implementation of this new law you are right now in your country?
So now we are in the moment that the companies that are that must respect the law are elaborating what we call their vigilance plan. So it's one of the limit of the law. The law, it's an obligation of means, but not of results. So what is asked to company is to elaborate this plan to prevent, to identify and prevent human rights violations and eventual damage that can be caused by their activities or their whole supply chain activities. And so they are currently working on this vigilance plan. They will be published them in 2018. And then in 2019, we will be able to take them in front of the judge in court. If, for instance, they have no vigilance plan, if their vigilance plan is not good enough, or if their vigilance plan is not well implemented, and of course, if there is a damage that occurs. And so now we are in an important moment, because now that we have the law adopted, we have to fight for it to be well implemented. So there is a whole issue at stake with the interpretation of the judge, how the judge will interpret the law, how far they will go. For instance, we have a special case study with a bank to show that how they should interpret the law in the case of a bank, and that's why we try to push also with this report to put pressure on the company while they are elaborating their first vigilance plan.
And Juliet, can we all be sure that this law is finally being implemented, or you think that there could exist still some kind of risks?
So I think it's a bit difficult to say. Let's say that it would be very, at the political level, it would be very hard for the government to take back, to make a step back with this law. But we have to remind that our president, Emmanuel Macron, was the former Minister of Economy. And while he was Minister of Economy, he was one of the big opponents to this law when it was discussed. And it's when he finally left the government, the previous government, for his presidential campaign, that the law could be adopted. So we don't have an ally with the president, and also the companies are putting pressure even after the adoption of the law. They are making presentation in front of lawyers or judge to try to weaken the interpretation that must be done with this law. So this report is also, as I said, to push in the other sense to have really a broad interpretation of the law for it to be really useful.
Okay, Juliet, and I would like to ask you now, what are the plans of Friends of the Earth France and also ActionAid France, People Solidaires, and Friends of the Earth International, that now that this new round of negotiations in the United Nations around this legally binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights is happening in Geneva, Switzerland, from the 23rd of October, what are the plans regarding this new publication, this new report that you are launching today?
So we are working together, as you say, with ActionAid France, Peuple Solidaire, but also with all the organization, French organization, that are supporting the UN treaty in France. And next Monday, we will launch an online action to put pressure on President Macron, asking him to support the binding treaty in Geneva, in the UN, because what we say that during all the years of the battle in France, I say that we couldn't have this kind of law in France because it's an international matter. And so now we say, okay, now you have the law in France, you must promote it at the international level. It's something that France promised to do in its a national action plan to promote the French law at the international level. And so there is a concrete opportunity to do so. It's the negotiation in Geneva. So we will also meet with the advisor of the president tomorrow. So we will see what is the position of the new government.
Juliet, where can we find the action tomorrow? You said on Monday.
On Monday.
Yeah.
On Monday. So the action will be on the website stopimpunite.org. So like stop impunity, but with a ni in the end. We will also launch to promote this online action. We will also launch a video with a Friend of the Earth International. So, and it will be also in English. So we'll of course send it to you all, and we hope that you will be able to promote it.
Okay, it has been Juliette Renaud speaking. Juliette, sorry, is the corporate accountability campaigner for Friends of the Earth France and also campaigning coordinator in the organization, speaking about this new report, End of the Road for Transnational Corporations, from a pioneer law in France to a UN treaty. Juliette, as always, thank you very much. You have been very kind. Thanks for sharing with us about this new work that you have already done.
Thank you, and see you in Geneva.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.